For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Now I'm joined on the line by Dr. Denis McCauley, GP and Chair of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee. Denis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
Denis, we'll talk about Donegal in a moment, but there is a lot written in the papers today about our new redrawn vaccine plan and how things are going to play out this week. Obviously, we know things have been recalibrated following advice from NIAC. I suppose, are you confident that we have set things up to achieve what we need to achieve this week?
Yes, I think that just depending on supply, Susan, I think that at any stage, the infrastructure, whether it be general practice, which has stood up you know, very strongly in this case, given over 50% of the vaccines, and the regional vaccination centres, which are ready and have the personnel apparently there. So when the vaccines are there, they're actually given. I have to be told that there have been vaccines sitting in fridges that haven't been given. So assuming the vaccine that is promised arrives, I think the infrastructure is there.
We know the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, none of them have gone into anybody's arms yet. That's correct.
As far as I'm now, Susan, as far as I'm aware, yes. As I say, we're only involved in sort of general practice, which is giving Pfizer. But as far as I'm aware, yes, that is the case.
But you're happy that things will move along at a pace this week and the weeks to come, which obviously we need to happen. Let's talk about Donegal, Denis, for a moment. Actually, we might remind ourselves of how the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Lynn, how they described this situation on Friday.
We're seeing outbreaks in lots of different types of settings up there, clear examples of non-compliance across many parts of society. I mean, I might as well be honest about that. It is a concerning level of compliance compared to the rest of the country. So a number of the kinds of activities that, let's just be honest, the dogs in the street, including those in Donegal, know shouldn't be happening, are happening. Dr. Glynn?
Yeah, so Donegal's incidence is close to 300 per 100,000, and the national incidence at the moment is 127 per 100,000. So it's clearly way over and above what we're seeing across much of the rest of the country. We've discussed with local public health doctors in the area. At the moment, it doesn't appear that workplaces are a key driver of what's happening. And unfortunately, what's being reported, as Dr. Hulan said, is just persistent and unfortunately reasonably widespread non-compliance with basic measures. And just, I suppose, to really put it into perspective, as I said, the national incidence is 127 per 100,000. In Milford at the moment, the incidence is 675 per 100,000. And in Letterkenny, it's almost 600 per 100,000. There's been a walk-in centre for anyone in Letterkenny who wants to walk in and get a test operating over the last number of days. And obviously, we'd encourage anyone across Donegal who has any concerns to get tested. And really to get behind the basic measures over the coming days. We need to get incidence down in that area.
And Dr. Ronan Lynn there and Dr. Tony Holohan before him speaking on Friday. Denis, I know on another radio station you described those comments as disingenuous. You were quite annoyed about them. How do you feel about them now?
I think some water has gone under the bridge since then. There is a recognition that all of Donegal is not... It cannot be characterised such as that, and I think that has been accepted by all parties. So I'm actually comfortable with that. I think that the good effect of the people of North of Donegal has been undermined. I think primarily because of the proximity to the border, and any behaviour which is inappropriate, and I have no doubt that has been inappropriate, is exaggerated by the presence of the border. Remember that South Donegal has an incidence which is a quarter of the national incidence, and as you go west to Donegal, it is the incidence the same as the rest of Ireland. So I think there's a recognition that, yeah, there is behavioural issues, but B, that there's also an issue with the actual proximity to the border, which I think, unfortunately, may expand nationally as the beer gardens open, well, not nationally, across the whole border as the beer gardens open in Northern Ireland. So I think that there's a problem in North Donegal. Yes. Is it characterized by bad behavior by all the people of Donegal? No. Are there any other factors? I think the border is a factor. But I think I just want to diffuse that slightly again. But yeah, I am comfortable that the vast majority of people of Donegal are working hard. Unfortunately, I think the border exaggerates bad behavior, because there's a group in Derry. The incidence in Derry is maybe 250, per 100,000, but that is concentrated in a small population of 20 to 30 year olds who tend to come to North Donegal to at the weekends, and I think that can only have an effect. So yes, I think Donegal, there's an issue. It's a very important issue. But I think that it isn't all of Donegal. There's just two electoral areas where there's a very high number of over 600, which brings the area of all of Donegal up. So that's just a fact, and I don't think that's an indisputable fact at
And
all.
I see you're quoted in the paper today in your area, Stranorlar. You'd know cases of COVID last week. So there is a big difference in different areas. Let's talk about this virtual meeting that was held last night, yesterday, with the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, and the CMO, Tony Holohan, to discuss the high rates, to make plans to try and sort things out. Number of recommendations coming out of that meeting, I suppose notably more walk-in test centres, and then, a drive to communicate the public health measures more effectively. I suppose, what's the priority for you in terms of what we're hearing came out of the meeting?
I think it was a very positive meeting, and I'm glad that it went ahead. I think it is just highlights the issues at hand. I think there is, anybody with symptoms whatsoever. Remember, the walk-in centres are for people who don't feel sick. They're saying, "I wonder, could I have COVID?" That you walk in. If you are sick, you would be inclined to contact your GP, because then you can get clinical advice as well as actually getting tested. So I think it is a situation which undoubtedly is very worrying, but I think we have to. I think all the parties last night apparently had a meeting, and they were all very, very positive about it, and I applaud that. But it is going to be back to basics. Everybody has to be very careful. I think that social mixing with a mask off is just not a good idea, and I think particularly amongst young people that is happening probably all over the country. But I think it is exaggerated when there's a population coming from Donegal, coming from Derry, that has a very high. The 20 to 30 year olds are carrying the biggest burden of the infection rate in Derry and Tyrone now. So therefore, their infectivity is much higher. So the virus will all the population will always come up to the infectivity rate of the highest person in the room. So that is a problem. So yeah, I think we have to realize this, and I think it's asymptomatic testing in the walk-in centres is a good idea. Everybody with symptoms need to be contact their own GP, and then the simple measures of everybody has to just be very careful for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, back to basics. Dr. Dennis McCauley, GP, Chair of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, thank you for your time this morning. Now, let's talk to some of the politicians who are actually at that meeting. We'll start with Fine Gael TD for Donegal, Joe McHugh, is on the line. Joe, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Susan.
Were you happy with the meeting? Were you encouraged by what you heard? And I suppose, what's the first steps that we're going to see happen coming out of the meeting?
Yeah, I was happy, and I was delighted to see both Tony Holohan and Ronan Glynn, and both ministers in the Department of Health as well, or two of the ministers in the Department of Health, Stephen Donnelly and Frank Feehan. All the politicians were on. There were a range of suggestions, and the minister was very, very supportive, and even to the point, to the specific point of extra test centres, he talked about, not talked about it, but he committed to looking at opening one in Milford and looking at other areas. And other issues were raised around the speed of the vaccination. And one specific issue that I raised was in relation to including one of the bigger Letterkenny schools in as part of the pilot antigen testing. So look, all that has to be put into the mix, but it was a great opportunity to separate out the discussion to Donegal, because the way it was communicated from Dublin, it landed badly with the vast majority of people who've been behaving really well. But at the same time, there wasn't an acknowledgement last night, and Dennis McCauley references as water under the bridge now, but there was a soreness, yes, but it got Donegal people talking yesterday, and the very, very clear message, not just for Donegal people, but for the country, and we see it right around the world, is this virus is not going away anytime soon. Mm. It's going to be with us. We're going to have to live with it. And we're going to have to ensure that we just stay as vigilant as we possibly can.
The dogs on the street comment, Joe, as you say there, it didn't go down well. Was that voiced at the meeting yesterday?
It was, yes. And in fairness now, Tony Holohan was quite frank. He wanted it. We wanted to get the message to Donegal. He's concerned. His team are concerned. I'm concerned as somebody who lives in the Milford area. My kids go to school in this area. I'm concerned for Letterkenny with the high levels as well. So we have to do everything. And it was great to have the CEO of Donegal County Council on. And they met earlier in the day. And even the likes of the GAA coming out last night, the chairman putting out a statement. And it is rolling the sleeves up time. But it's not a case that this is starting now. So many people and so many members of different communities throughout the county have been doing this now for the last 13 to 14 months.
The walk-in test centres, more walk-in test centres, you mentioned Milford there. There is one, as we know, in Letterkenny. Any time frame given on how quickly they might be up and running?
The time frame wasn't mentioned, but the time frame that was given in the interview in the presentation by Tony Holohan 2 days ago, he was talking about things will have to turn around in 10 days. So when you consider there's a lag of 14 days, it's going to be very difficult to see the benefits of the, I suppose, the improvements that we want to see. So as part of that energy that we need now and momentum that we need, those test centres are going to have to happen really, really quickly in the week ahead. Another thing that I'm hearing from GPs, I suppose Dennis alluded to there, that this week coming we're going to see more progress because the mechanics and the resilience is there now in the test centres to roll out with added vaccines. The numbers, there is a narrative developing amongst people in Donegal that we may not be moving as fast as the rest of the country, but that was put to bed yesterday by Tony Holohan as well, and we want to see much more momentum, and obviously if there can be more momentum around the vaccine centre in Letterkenny, that would be positive as well.
Joe, before I let you go, a big story around this weekend, this centenary poll carried in the Irish Independent yesterday and again on the front page of the Sunday Independent this morning, obviously in relation to United Ireland and a border poll taking place. I suppose, what's your position on the timeframe for this? Will it happen in the medium term future? And if it is going to, you know, should we see preparations underway for that already?
Well, look, first of all, as a Donegal man, partition has been socially, economically and historically bad for Donegal. But one of the things I've learned in my 2 decades in politics is in order to get to a point in politics, we need engagement. And one of the elements of engagement is with the younger generation. One of the weaknesses of the peace process in the latter 10 years has been there's a kind of been a taken for granted of the peace process. And I think now is the time to up that ante in the engagement. Now, one of the areas that I focused on when I was in the Department of Education was to get school engagement on a north-south basis. That pilot has run its course. It is now part of the programme for government, and a number of schools now are participating in that. And I know Glencree Centre is leading out on it as well. So I think before, there's going to be a lot of commentary, a lot of people with opinion. But like on a bar stool on a Saturday night when we used to be able to go to the pub, opinions stayed in the pub and never went any further. Mm. Now we need engagement. And just lastly, on that United Ireland poll, only 22% of people in the South said they would go for increased taxes. And that is the elephant in the room that needs to be addressed as well. And if we're going to get to a point where we're going to have meaningful engagement around this, we need to put everything on the table and be as honest and upfront and as inclusive as we possibly can. But is this going to happen today or tomorrow or even in the medium term? That we don't know that until we get all the participants and all the people that needs to have their opinion heard on this issue. And that is the most important thing at this stage.
OK, Joe McHugh, Fine Gael TD for Donegal. Thank you for your time this morning. I'm also joined on the line by Pádraig McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal. Pádraig, we'll talk about the border poll with you in a moment. But I suppose you were at this meeting yesterday as well with the CMO and the Health Minister. Again, a number of kind of ideas coming out of it in relation to the walk-in test centres and ways to kind of try and get a hold of things in Donegal. What was your reaction to the assurances that you were given?
Well, it was good to have the meeting, and it was good to have Tony Holohan and Ronan Glynn at the meeting. I need to say that there was considerable anger in Donegal in terms of everybody, as it was being perceived, lumped in together. Vast majority of people in the county have made huge sacrifices, like everybody else across this island. And I mean, if you look there a number of weeks ago, the peak of cases in Donegal was at 1,600 per 100,000. 1,600 per 100,000. It got down to around 150. Donegal only a few weeks ago was in the lower half of the table of counties, and there's been some issues in recent weeks. So these things have to be put in context. But it was useful to have the meeting to look at how we can put in place extra supports, how we can communicate to, you know, to that small minority who have let their guard down. So I think there were some good ideas, and hopefully over the next few weeks we'll see it come to fruition.
The anger that you mentioned there at the Commons, I'm sure the people who have been adhering to all the public health guidelines over the past year, I'm sure they're also angry at the people who haven't been, because obviously the elephant in the room is that if things aren't sorted out, there is a possibility that a lockdown will be reimposed in Donegal. And that's the last thing anybody needs coming into what should be a summer where we get back to business to some degree.
Yeah, and I should say County Kildare is only marginally behind Donegal. So, you know, there's all this focus on Donegal. I mean, there are other counties that are, you know, fairly close to Donegal on that table. So, yes, this has been a problem up and down the country. I mean, if you look at Monaghan, Mayo, Wexford, all the Midland counties, they've gone from very low to very high to very low. So this is a challenge all across the state. And yes, all across the state, it is frustrating to see the vast majority of people making huge sacrifices and a small minority who, you know, just aren't adhering properly to the public health guidelines. So there's a constant challenge to ask that small percent, you know, to hold the line with everybody else until we get through this crisis, and then we can return to normality. And of course, in Donegal, that's a challenge just like anywhere else.
A quick word, Pádraig, on the United Ireland, the border poll, and the stories that are doing the rounds this weekend in relation to the work that the Irish Independent has done. Two-thirds, the lead story in the Sunday Independent this morning, two-thirds saying a United Ireland vote risks a return to violence. What do you feel when you hear that headline?
Well, I'd say this. The Good Friday Agreement, which is 23 years ago, a generation ago, committed us all to pursue our objectives. That could be to move towards the United Ireland, to remain within the United Kingdom, through peaceful means only, solely peaceful means. So it has been disappointing to see the approach of what should be unionist leaders in recent times. I believe their words have incited. But let's put it into context. In the Anglo-Irish Agreement in the 1980s, there were hundreds of thousands of unionists out on the street supporting Ian Paisley and Jim Mullineux back then. In recent times, it's pockets of young people, many of them obviously, you know, completely scundered, to use a northern word, with the lockdown. So I think we just have to put these things into perspective. And I believe that if we have a calm, reasoned debate over a period of time leading into unity referendum, you know, I believe and I have confidence in our people that we can get to whatever that outcome is on peaceful grounds.
Okay, Pádraig McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal. Thanks for being with us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.